Carlos Evans has an amazing story about survival, not only in his own life, but in his marriage and his family's life. He's my guest today on this edition of Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. Thanks so much for joining me. Carlos, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to talk about your life, your family's life, and the challenges you faced, and your new book.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your life. You've not had an easy life, have you, especially when you joined the military?
No, I haven't. I have a very blessed life. Sometimes blessings come in disguise.
So, tell us about your life.
Well, I was born in Puerto Rico, and in 2004, I joined the Marine Corps. I have a history of family of serving in the military. So, growing up, you know, it was something that I always wanted to do. After 9/11, I felt in my heart deeply that pretty soon it was going to be my time to join. So, in 2004, I joined the Marine Corps. I did 4 combat deployments. I deployed to Iraq in 3 different occasions. And then in 2010, I did my last combat deployment to Afghanistan. And in May 17, 2010, I was leading a foot patrol as a sergeant in the Marine Corps. And that's where I stepped on an IED on a mission. And when I stepped on that IED, I lost both of my legs above the knees immediately. And from my left arm and my left hand was amputated due to my injury.
How was that? You were in Afghanistan, and all this stuff happened. How did God protect you? You're still here today, Carlos.
God protected me, keeping me alive, and at the same time, keeping my Marines alive and alert to be able to save my life, to be able to keep me alive and focused. I felt a lot of pain at that time, but the Marines around me, my medics, my corpsmen, and the Marines around me they kept me alive and kept me alerted. I was just praying, Lord, give me the strength to be able to go back home and see my family.
So the military doctors and nurses really had to work hard to save your life, didn't they? How was that?
Oh, yeah.
Being taken care of in a foreign country? How was that?
Well, when I was injured and when I was in the hospitals in Afghanistan and then to Germany, I don't remember anything about that experience. But what I do know is that military capabilities of having doctors, nurses, my medic, my corpsman that was with me at the time of the explosion, it was a blessing. I remember when in the explosion that I started feeling a lot of pain. And the pain that I was feeling was I had 9 tourniquets in my body, 4 in my right limb, 4 in my left limb, and 1 in my arm. And I kept bleeding because they needed to stop the bleeding. But my corpsman, he took his thumb and put it in the artery vein in my left limb, and that's how he was able to stop the bleeding.
Wow.
So these people they're amazing, 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 amazing. They put their life at risk to save my life.
And your family at home.
Oh, when I opened my eyes in the hospital after 7 days after induced coma, and I saw my wife in front of me, and I was in Walter Reed Bethesda at that time, Washington, D.C., and when I saw her, she notified me what happened to me. I didn't know that I lost my legs and my left hand. So my family was very, very, very supportive at that time.
What is it like to be a father and a husband when you're in the Marines and you're in all these deployments? What is it like for a family?
Well, it's very challenging for any family. You know, dealing with the separation, with the deployments. But you have to have a very strong and supported family and a lot of support from other people that are around you as well. So after my explosion, when I came back to the hospital and my injury, I had a lot of support from my family, from other family members, people that helped me to take care of my daughters. It was very, very hard for my wife and for myself. After my injury, I didn't think I was going to be able to be the father that I promised my daughters I was going to be, or the husband that I promised my wife I was going to be.
How has that changed?
How has that changed today?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, today I'm a better father and I'm a better husband after this experience. We've grown so much after this.
What do you think it did to your family to help you become closer and become a father, better dad?
Well, it made me more sensible. It made me more sensible, and I saw that you can love someone, you know, even when that person is wounded, even when that person has scars, even when that person comes back home different. You know, love goes much, love is much, much stronger than any wound and than any scar or than any experience you can face in life. So our love was tested, but it grew. It grew. And I could see how God loved me through the love of my wife, through the love of my daughters, and every day just looking at myself through the mirror of His Word and the cross. I mean, our love grew. Our commitment grew.
Why did you write the book, Standing Together?
Standing Together is a book where me and my wife, we just started sharing our stories with other people. And we realized after we were sharing our story, doors started to open all over the world, in South America, in Europe, in Asia. We just started sharing our story. And I had this experience, and, well, today I'm touching more people with one hand than when I had two. Today I'm touching more people without feet, leaving more footprints and more lives without feet than when I had feet. Because all you need to touch someone is heart. So Standing Together is our footprint. Standing Together is our print to the world. So as we're sharing our experience, we wanted to continue to touch more people, and we put this book together. And what we've seen so far is that a lot of people are being touched and a lot of people are being encouraged by our story, not only military members, but anyone that goes through pain and goes through difficulties and changes in their lives, that the best days of your life are not behind you or in front of you. For us, you know, I don't have any legs, but in Standing Together, for me, standing is...
Standing Together, yeah.
Yeah, has to be.
What a great title. What a great title. How has your conception of disability changed as a result of your injury?
Wow, that's a very good question. I felt at the beginning of my injury that I wasn't going to be able to do anything with my life, you know? And I was very ashamed of my wounds and my scars. And I always used to hide my wounds from my daughters, from my daughter. She was 5 years old at the time. Mm. And I remember one day, my nurse is healing my wounds in the hospital room. And my daughter walks in the room, and she sees me. And I was ashamed. And I remember that the nurse asked my daughter, Nairobi, do you want to heal Poppy's wounds? And she said, yes. She started healing my wounds. So when she started healing my wounds, I just started crying.
And how was that? How did she do that?
Well, the nurse put the gloves in her hands, and she started putting her hands on my wounds and started healing them with the wound care nurse in the hospital room.
Oh, so the wound care nurse showed her how to put her hand on and help you? Was it like massage or what?
No, they had different instruments to heal wounds.
Wow.
And right there, my daughter just walked in the hospital room, and she saw when the nurse was healing my wounds. So she was right there, and the nurse asked her, very smart. I think it was godly inspired, and she started healing my wounds. And that was just an experience that touched me, and it was a breakthrough because I was like, wow, this is how God sees me. And I was reminded, I'm reminded in Scripture when Jesus, in a glorified body, has this encounter with Thomas in a glorified body. And when he sees Thomas, the first thing Jesus shows Thomas in a glorified body is his scars, his wounds. And I was like, wow, I have wounds just like Jesus. And he was wounded so I could be healed. So me not having legs or not having a hand doesn't make me incomplete. I'm complete because Jesus fulfills everything in my life. So I'm not a victim of an explosion. I'm not a victim of what happened to me in Afghanistan. No, I'm a conqueror. So I don't regret joining the Marine Corps. May 17 has been the best day of my life.
Carlos Evans wrote this book, Standing Together. Would you like to read it? Carlos, how can people get it?
Oh, you could go to our website, crevans.org, or in Amazon, or your favorite bookstore, and you can purchase the book.
And it's called Standing Together. A man who's learned a lot because Jesus Christ continues to change his life. He can do that for you, too. Why don't you pick up a copy of Standing Together by Carlos Evans, a Marine who almost lost his life, but Jesus is still using him today. Carlos, thanks so much for joining me for Encounter today. What an amazing encounter you had with Jesus throughout this whole thing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm Judy Redlick. Thanks for joining me. And if you missed this interview, you can catch it on my website, judyredlick.com. Thanks again for tuning in. Carlos, thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.